Hello, strong, feisty women. Some of you may recognize my voice. I'm Celine Yeager, host of the Hit Play Not Pause podcast. Throughout my career as a professional health and fitness writer and now a podcaster, I hear countless questions from women who are trying to understand how their ever-changing hormones impact their sports performance. So we decided to serve up some answers in a brand new series called Hormonal that we will be releasing on the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast feed. Throughout this four-part series, reproductive endocrinologist Dr. Carla DiGirolamo and I will be tackling topics like periods, the pill, pregnancy, and conditions like PCOS, all from the perspective of sports performance. If you aren't already, follow the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast and stay tuned for our first episode releasing on April 15th. Also, have questions you want answered? Send us a voice note at speakpipe.com/hormonal and we'll get it answered on the show.
You're listening to If We Were Writing, a feisty triathlon-ish podcast. I'm Kelly O'Mara, and together with Sarah True, we head up a weekly group ride where we dish on all triathlon news and everything else-ish we want to talk about. We're joined regularly by Khadijah Diggs and Jocelyn Wong-Neal, and Laura Sedol does her Sid Talk segment updating you on everything you need to know from the weekend. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If We Were Writing is a production of Live Feisty Media. Join us on our group ride.
Yeah. All right, our group ride is back, but we're down one person. Sarah, what is she? She has the bubonic plague, which is, you know, unfortunate to know that that's recirculating after five centuries.
She's off the back already.
Off the back already.
Yeah. Something from her child, probably.
Probably. So Carrie is joining us this week. I know we said before we took a break, but this year on If We're Writing, we're going to have guest writers regularly come in. We'll have Sid come back a bunch because she was here right before the break. But Carrie's joining us this week, our feisty editor. And I feel like I also want to tell everyone that Feisty will be at Endurance Exchange if anyone's there this weekend. And we will be recording on Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Expo Live stage a special If We Were Writing episode. But before that, I need to know what you guys did those last 2 weeks. Did you do one of those like crazy 500 miles in 5 days Christmas challenges?
Not at all. I took a kid-free trip to Nashville with my husband.
Mine was just the opposite. I had 2 13-year-olds who wanted to be around me all the time.
And I just went to Ohio. That was
okay.
It.
That's all.
Where I tried to maintain some consistency with training and not overdo it. But what about you, Callie?
Oh, I didn't. I slept for like, I mean, not slept. I thought I was going to get all this work done. And then I was just like, not even a little bit of work.
I like how before we took the break, you know, everybody on all of our Feisty podcasts were like, we're taking a 2 week break because the editors need a break. Right. So suddenly, like, I am the reason that we had a holiday break. So
thanks,
you're
Carrie.
Welcome. You're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
I was at this holiday party this weekend. On that topic, right, of being the reason, somebody was like, oh, my wife wouldn't let me go on this trip. And me and my husband came home and I was like, the fuck, like, what does that even mean? Like, my wife won't let, like, and I was like, is that a real thing? And then we realized they're all just making that up. It's just an excuse. My wife won't let me go on that trip. It's just,
yeah. Let me check with my wife first.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, I don't really know.
I always check with my imaginary husband. It works every time.
He never says no.
Let me ask the other half.
Right.
Oh, like when telemarketers call and they're like, may I speak to the head of the household on like your cell phone? And you're like, let me check with my husband.
I have two questions, Jocelyn. Like, A, like one, you actually answer those cell phone calls. And then two, like, people actually still say that? Can I speak to the head of the household?
Every now and then.
Whoa, 1985.
I know. I don't always answer because nowadays, you know, your cell phone marks it as potential spam. Yeah. But if it's a local number, then, you know, I don't know if it's work related. So sometimes I'll pick up. Sometimes it goes to voicemail.
But yeah, Carrie, somebody is that, you know, the back to 1989, we were taking out the recycling like to the curb and a neighbor, you know, family Christmas walking, like, you know, everybody goes for their walk the day after Christmas, was walking by, and he's all like, oh, the honey-do list, to my husband. And I was like, who says that still? Like, I don't even made that joke in like 20 years. Ridiculous. No.
And why is the female partner in this always to blame? My wife won't let me. It's the honey-do list. Like, she's forcing me to do these things. Like,
very weird.
Last time I checked, I'm like, carte blanche, do whatever you want.
Right. Care. That, see, this is why I got hung up on this. After we came home from this holiday party, I was like, I don't even understand, like, that. Like, I don't even know what that would be like if I said you can't do something, like, you're a grown ass 41-year-old adult, right? And that's when I realized they're all lying.
And I was married to a guy who couldn't fix anything. So it's really a honey, can you call somebody list?
Oh, oh yeah. No, I'm big on the, yeah, you should call somebody. We're not re-caulking the tub because that always ends badly. Yeah.
I'm pretty handy. I do end up doing a lot of honey-do things.
Yeah.
Not because any honey like told me to do them. Right. It's because it gets done sooner.
There you go. That is what actually I did over my break. So obviously I'm in the Bay Area and our winters are like heavy, heavy rain. And we had one of those like massive, massive heavy rains. And I just moved into a new house like a month ago. So I discovered that one of our sump pumps, just like, it just, you had to maintain it round the clock. And then apparently we had another sump pump in the back that I didn't know existed until it started spewing water up. And we had like 4 inches of water outside, not inside the house, but on the outside, like around the edge of the house. It was like a moat. And I was
ooh,
like, oh,
like a castle.
Like, very exciting. So that was fun. But
what did you do? Like, I'm envisioning buckets and shovels and.
Yeah, we dug a ditch out of the moat for the water to go off.
To divert the dragons.
Ow.
Oh, yeah. But training-wise, you guys, I am getting ready now for my big 100K. I want to know what you guys... I know we talked about goals before. And maybe everyone... you know, just turn the page, because I kind of just like my plan starts my actual official like 16 weeks. And I started looking at it. I was like, this is a lot of running.
Yeah. But you have a like a little Lake Placid it's thrown in.
Well, that's after. But I was like, running 100K is like a lot of running.
It is a lot of running.
Miles, two marathons and a cool down.
I know.
I like that. So. I like that.
Are you guys, I'm going to guess, but are you big New Year's resolutions people? Like, did you do the January 1st?
I made a list of goals, triathlon related.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And? Are you going to share them? Are they secret?
Do you want to hear my whole list?
Well, now, how long is it?
It's, okay, hold on. Let me open it up. There's six things.
Okay.
Do you think you can handle it? Okay. Sure. The first one, swim 2 to 3 times per week.
Okay. Doable. Where were you currently? In
that? 1 to 2. Sometimes right. Just one, sometimes none.
Okay. All right.
So we're really leaning heavily on the like doable side of goals here.
Yes. These are all very reasonable, and these are all things that I haven't yet done at all very recently. On the bike, I'm going to learn to train with power.
Oh, really? You don't have a power meter?
No. I have a Wahoo kicker. I don't have a power meter on the bike. And I'm going to try to increase my FTP by like 50 watts.
Given that you have no idea what it is?
Exactly.
That, yeah. I feel like you should just be like, there you go.
Yeah. Like, I've done an FTP test when I wasn't, like, in shape, but I never had power when I, like, trained massively before. So this is all kind of fun and exciting to me because I have, like, no clue. Like, what is a good FTP? Like, is this crazy? Is this reasonable? I don't know. We'll find out.
50 is a lot.
Yeah. Increasing by 50 is
a lot.
Yep.
We'll see.
Okay.
I want to stay healthy running and PR at the 5K, 10K, and the half marathon.
All right.
Like a lifetime PR.
Lifetime
which
PR.
I was only like a few minutes off last year when I was like not in that great of shape. So it's all like within reach.
Not just like the Strava telling me I set PRs for the year today because it's January 2nd.
Oh yeah, I set all the PRs.
I set all on my 50-minute easy ride. Yeah, it's amazing.
The next one is to do the USAT Nationals and the Ironman World Championships Nice double because they're on back-to-back weekends.
Excellent.
Which
I did not realize they were.
Yeah,
one week and they're one
Nationals is like the week before Nice. So it and so that rolls into the next one, which is break 5 hours at Eagleman, because I think that's what it takes to get a top five in the age group, which is doable. But I haven't broken 5 hours in like since 2009, which at this point is like
a long time ago,
15 years ago. And I want to win another state championship title. So those watch are out, my goals.
Watch out, Rhode Island. Watch out.
State championships.
Coming for you. Okay.
I don't know if I'm signed up for any state championships this year.
Got to add it to the list.
Okay. We did promise we were going to troll state championships.
That's right.
Is that not your goal for 2024, Khadijah?
My goals are to go to bed before 10 o'clock because I'm literally my normal bedtime is like midnight, 1 a.m. That's what I've been living off of. So changing that. And I want a podium at long course nationals. I won't be going to short course because it's too close to Nice, and qualifying for Nice is one of my goals. So
where is long course nationals this year? Is it Daytona?
It's in Florida. It's in Daytona.
Okay.
Oh, is it with Clash again?
Yeah, they're doing it with Clash, which is good because I had a really great swim and bike, and then I had the crappiest run ever. I got stung by a bee and ended up having to take an EpiPen, and it was a hot mess. My heart rate was like 190 the whole run, and I was barely moving.
So you can do better.
Yeah, I can do better.
Don't get stung by a bee.
Yeah, it's the crazy thing is I've been stung twice in races, once in 2015, and I got kind of lax with it because it hadn't happened again. It happened on a couple of group rides where I got stung, but I wasn't moving fast or I was standing still. This thing was inside my
helmet.
And I'm screaming like a nut job, and everybody's looking at me like, what is wrong with me?
All right. They think you're happy that you made it out of the swim.
Right. Oh, that was 50 miles ago. Yeah. There's a bee in my.
All right. Do you have goals, Carrie? Goals. I feel like goals sound so like
resolution goals.
Yeah.
It's too corporate.
It is. You know, resolutions, like short term resolutions, right. I am falling into the trap of dry January.
Right.
And I'm 2 days in and little Miss Cranky Pants is here right now. It's like, it's because I like to have a little glass of wine.
Sure.
Pretty much every night. Like I would say I've had a glass to a glass and a half every night. And so it is as habitual for me as just our morning coffee is. So I look at it as like my inverse coffee, but I know I sleep. It absolutely affects my sleep. And I just turned 50 this year or last year now. And like, it's affecting so much. So definitely doing dry January and then just trying to rethink what all of that means for me. And like, can I just drink, you know, like one night a week? We'll see what happens.
I am also, I think I like kind of overdid it between Christmas and New Year's, but that's a separate point. But I also was like, this is a non-alcoholic beer, guys.
I was about to say, I don't drink, but I know that name.
It's a fake Corona.
I finished mine before we got on, my Athletic Brewing.
But you know what I found, Carrie? Like everyone always says sleep, and that obviously that can be bad if it's like, if I have like a few drinks, but I've never noticed that with like one or two. But you know what I have noticed, and I know like, this will be controversial or whatever, but because I didn't like, it's literally just extra calories on top of like, it's not like I eat a lot and work out a lot. And so I've definitely just been like holding on to like some random extra weight, which is really annoying once you start running a lot, because running, you're carrying it with you. Right. And it's not like useful. It's not like fitness weight, right? It's not like this is muscle. This is just alcohol calories I'm carrying around. So I was like, oh, I got to get that off, mostly for the running.
Yep. Nope. I'm feeling that. The other
the running
thing
and
I'm
the
doing.
Chafing. The
Oh,
chafing is the
chafing.
main
Yes.
issue
Yes.
here.
Chafing for sure.
Because none of my shorts fit. That is my main concern.
I've been doing like, well, day two. So did you guys ever do that yoga with Adrienne from on YouTube?
Yeah, I've done a couple of her sets.
Yeah, she does like a 30-day January challenge, but it's just essentially like 30 days of yoga, and her yoga is really gentle. It really is like stretching, so it's like 20 minutes a day. So I'm really trying to incorporate that. And then also, I mean, I'm signed up for the Eugene Marathon in April, and I'm signed up for the new Washington 70.3 in September.
Oh, I didn't know they had one.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like the Tri-Cities or something, I think is what they're
Yeah,
calling it. So
oh.
I'll get to training, but I'm super happy that like I started to incorporate like strength training has become a habit of mine, and I'm loving it.
Good
So
job. Good for you. Do you go to CrossFit? Like the whole Feisty crew, you guys, like a lot of the Feisties, they're all into the CrossFit. So that's why I'm wondering if Carrie's going to get into the CrossFit now.
No, I don't go to a CrossFit box, as
Right.
they say, but I am a
I
member of
didn't know
this
that was a
thing.
thing.
It's called
Oh, it's a
CrossFit
thing.
Boxes. There's an online training program called Street Parking, which is it's CrossFit-esque in their
Functional
programming.
strength training. Some
Some functional
street parking?
street parking,
How do they not like confuse that with actual parking apps in the App Store?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Street parking. Yeah. And they named it that because like people who work out at home, and it got really big during the pandemic,
Right.
they now have to park their car on the street. So that's why they called it that.
Oh, because they have their own little garage gyms. That's
Yes.
cute.
Yes. Oh, I
Okay.
got okay. It all came together. I've never parked a car in a garage, so I didn't get it. It didn't make
Yes.
any sense to
Yes.
me.
It's like, yep, they're just insinuating that your garage is now going to be your gym, so you're going to have to park on the street. But
I
it's really a
wasn't
great program.
aware that people had garages, not gyms. This like didn't make any sense to me.
So yeah, those are my goals and resolutions, which is
Okay.
kind of just to like slow the F down a little bit, like in my while getting faster, but slow down like all the other sympathetic nervous system, because I feel
Right.
like I'm always like on full throttle.
But you also got to find a state championship, Carrie.
No, okay. All right. I'm in. I'm in.
All
All
right.
right.
Okay. There you
Watch out, Oklahoma.
go.
It feels
Oklahoma.
there's some very fast runners in Oklahoma. You might, that might not be the one to hit.
Yeah, you're right.
I did the Red Man twice, and it was some pretty stiff competition. It was the ride was really hard because of the wind, and it was like a big box. So you're getting blown a little bit, and then you're like tucked in tight. It was the first time I saw a skunk too.
People loved Red Man just because it was one of the holdouts.
Oh, non-M dot.
Non-M dot,
Yeah.
but their logo looked remarkably similar to an M dot, but it was like a man instead of an M. But
It was a very well done race. I did it the last year. I think the last year that they had it, I did it as well because I did it in 2018 or 19.
Oh, RIP, Red Man.
Yeah, a lot of those didn't survive the whole pandemic. Can we go back
Yeah.
to the second part? Do they not have skunks in Atlanta?
No, I grew up in New York. I lived in
Huh.
Florida and Gambia for a while. I don't think they have skunks
I
in
don't think they have
Gambia.
skunks in Gambia, no.
No, I'd never seen a skunk before. It was just like sitting there, and people were like leaving cat food and stuff for it. I'm like, yo.
Oh, no. No.
I was like, what is this, like the resident skunk or something? This lady walked right over and left some cat food for it.
No,
I was,
thank you.
I'm good on the, yeah.
So
It
have you
was
guys
very interesting.
have goals like for the year. Did you also do the whole like, because I maybe this is me, maybe I spent too much time on Instagram lately, but it feels like everyone did their like year recaps and then their intention setting for 2024. We're all setting intentions. That's what everyone seems to be doing. And they also did all the posting of their Strava year in reviews. Did you guys do the totaling up of your year?
I haven't paid for the Strava premium membership.
Oh, so you don't get a year in review? Is that
no? So it's an ad. So on my Strava, it keeps like, it's like teasing me like, click here for your year in review. And then you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I want to see my totals. And you click on it and they're like, you can unlock this feature with a paid membership. I'm like, God damn it.
Paid, I have premium because this is totally not a Strava ad. Like they should pay us for that because it's really good for mapping. They have like the best maps when you travel for like, hey, I want to go for a run because it tells you where people like actually run. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you ask like a local, like, hey, I want to go for a bike ride. They send you like on like a 4 mile cruiser.
Is it like the, like, what they call the heat maps?
Well, but they, what they do and what I like, if you are traveling and you're like, oh, I want to go for a run. I want to run around this lake. And you just like make, it'll build it based on what people actually do. So it'll tell, so it's actually like really, really nice. If you're like trying to make routes and you don't, and you like kind of know the area, but you don't know. So that's why I have it, because it's really nice for.
Yeah. I just stopped using Strava because I had a stalker.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. I was like, yeah, nope.
Nope.
Turn this sucker off.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I'm with you, Jocelyn. I'm in the unpaid. And half the time, I don't even look at it. But then I will occasionally, I'll feel like crafty and then I'll log into Strava and I'll upload some photos and I'll come up with some like goofy little name for the workout, you know, like I'll get into it for like a week and then
a week.
And I'm like, and then I don't care for a while.
I used to keep like actual hand, like I would print up calendar sheets,
yeah,
and write my training logs and then have like what I actually, and I would have hand, and then I would count and then I would like total it all up. So I had like all the, I did for year. I think I stopped in like 17 or 18. I had like years worth of handwritten
totals.
You
wrote
totals.
It down.
You yeah, wrote I wrote it down? It down, like on paper.
Yeah, old school.
Like with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was like, was this before like Training Peaks? Or
so, I mean, I do like that it consolidates. So I have different branded stuff. Like I have a Garmin bike computer. I used to have a Garmin watch, but now I have a Coros watch. And then I do like that they all like get sucked into the Strava. Or so that's the only way I can see like everything consolidated into one. But I'm holding out on the whole pay us for a premium unlocked membership.
Yeah.
Well,
that's,
you know.
That's why I like, can see everything in Training Peaks because my swimming is in my goggles.
Right.
'Cause I don't like pressing the button all the time on my Garmin. And then some of my cycling is only in Perf Pro Studio. Because that's what my kicker's on.
I have a question about swimming with a watch that measures.
Don't do
this
it.
Is no, because I'm like because I'm kind of old school. And so it's been a while. I think this is the first. I just got this watch last year. It's the first one that has the swimming feature. Do people stop their watch while they're swimming? Is that why they look so much faster than me?
Oh, you mean like why their data is faster?
Yeah, because
they stop it. Yeah. They
at
stop
every
and start it.
Interval?
That's also how you can tell the triathletes at the pool because they're like coming, like they're like swimming an all out 100 and they're like stopping their watch and then go, like, it's ridiculous, right? Like, you're wasting like a whole second of your
okay. Because I just start it when my workout starts and then I stop it when I'm done. And I'm like, man, I'm so slow compared to these other people that I'm seeing.
That's what I started doing. And then when I realized form would capture all the rests for me, I was just like, I was done with the watch.
Yeah,
so I'm not
never, I was never a pool swimmer anyway, so.
The goggles, to Khadija's point, the goggles get your rest. At least, I assume the form ones. There aren't like other goggles that,
Yeah, form and Finis, they both catch it. The only difference is Finis doesn't have open water features. Right. So if you're just doing, actually, if you're just doing pool swimming, I actually like the Finis better because the view isn't as obtrusive.
Oh, interesting.
It's and you have your you have a choice of several different types of goggles. You don't have to pick the one type. So if you're just doing pool swimming, I actually like the Finnis ones better. But the Form ones, of course, has the open water features.
I feel like accidentally turning this into an ad for like all our favorite products. We're like, okay. Everybody like tell us year. What is your favorite
one
thing?
Gigantic commercial. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is also, some people also do no spin January. So this is not. Yeah. Some people
no
just
spin or no spend.
No spend. Like don't spend money on like certain things.
Yeah, you have kids and you're a triathlete. It's impossible not to spend.
My first name is Mommy Anita.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about 2024, what we're looking forward to, and our actual predictions for the year. All right, Alyssa, I'm like starting to swim more again. And I feel like you were swimming a lot last year with One Water. And how did you keep your hair from getting so destroyed?
I was swimming so much last year. And I used Try Hard, Kelly, and I still swear by it. They have extensively researched this problem and created a superior vegan, dermatologically tested proprietary blend. Try Hard has shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and more stuff. Everything you're going to need for your pre and post swim necessities. I've also seen that top pros like Chelsea Sodaro and Lucy Charles Barkley also praise the effectiveness of Try Hard. I think it's like definitely changed how good I feel just coming out of chlorine.
And we have a code right now too for anyone who wants to try, you know, try hard and stop suffering from dry, itchy skin, having their hair get all, you know, green, which happens to me because mine's like super blonde and get all beat up. You can try any of the Try Hard products with the code 20feisty, that's 20feisty, for 20% off store-wide at tryhard.co. So that's 20feisty for 20% off at tryhard.co.
Chasing epic is the essence of the Orca brand. It's about seeking moments in life that make us feel truly alive and connected to the beauty of the world around us. And let's be honest, with a lot of swim, bike, and run, we get to see a lot of beauty. Orca's been a longtime partner of Feisty, and we work with them year after year because we love their products and their commitment to creating amazing wetsuits made for women. I absolutely love my Orca wetsuit. Apex is number one, but there's a range of triathlon wetsuits. You can choose between flexibility, buoyancy, or a combination of both. Really, there's a wetsuit for every triathlete and for all of your epic adventures. As a Feisty listener, you can get 15% off with the code IRONWOMEN15 at orca.com. Get out there and chase some epic, friends.
All right, before we end in 2024, though, I feel like, here's a big question. Did anyone watch the Iron Man documentary yet from Kona and Nice?
Yes, like on and off, I would say.
Well, yeah, it's like 3 hours long. It takes
it
like multiple
so
viewings.
It was so freaking long. It was at 9 a.m. East Coast time. And I was like, fantastic. I'll set up my trainer and I'll like bike for an hour. It's what, an hour and a half? Like it normally
is? Well, that's
what
it usually is, right?
On NBC.
Yeah.
And then it was both Nice and Kona.
Well, yeah, they have to do both. They're not going to like.
But I felt like very mixed emotions about like they could have cut it into two documentaries. Like the going back and forth was weird. Totally two different races, but they would like have people getting ready at the start in one place and then at the start of the other, and then they cut back and forth to the men's and women's race as if it was like one day, but it wasn't. It was kind of dumb.
I'm gonna say something controversial.
Oh no.
To me, it's true. The women's race was more exciting. I'm sorry. It just was. This is not me being feminist or what. It was more exciting. And I honestly believe if they didn't mix the men's stuff in with the women's stuff, nobody was going to watch the men's. I promise you.
It's also, I mean, to be totally fair, it's just that's how they do it, right? Like they build the race and they've always mixed the men and the women's race. It's just like when it was in Kona together, it made more sense, right? And like last year, even when it was on 2 days, they mixed them together because from a like narrative arc, emotional perspective, you can't like finish one race and then be like, and now we're like, everybody's done, right? Everybody's like cried their tears. Like you can't go backwards. Like it doesn't work. So I understand why they did that. But to your point, Jocelyn, like when it's a tight 90 on NBC, like you got to make cuts, right? You only put in your best stuff. This was like, I felt as somebody, like as an editor, I felt like someone should have just been like, as a talking head in it, like they used me, I could have been cut, right? Like they should have been like, cut it. They should have been like, you.
Yes, cut. I did see like, you. And I saw our feisty boss, Sarah, was there.
Right. And I know why it happened, but it just was like, yeah, it was not. The old NBC doc, for all that it was ridiculous and like half of it was about people dying, they really built the drama, you know?
Yeah. Built the drama. That's, I just feel like that's what the non-triathlete remembers. They remember Dick and Ricky Hoyt. They don't remember Tim DeBoom, you know, or whoever winning.
I think they had a hard time deciding like what they're gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, are we gonna, like, you know what I mean? Like mixing them in and then like, are we gonna do the age group stories? Cause they threw them in there like they always do for NBC, right? But then they also were trying to get super in the weeds of triathlon, which is like with the pros, which totally respect that. I know all the drama of who passed who when. No one cares. That's the other thing, right? Like, I think we all forget, or it's easy to forget, when someone tells you about their race, it's never interesting, right? Like someone telling you, and then this person passed me, and then I felt bad. Like, it's not. So, but they like let the pros stand there and do that. It was like, oh God, oh no. Like,
so that was it was like they should have done a short version and then done director's extended cut for all the like the diehards that really wanted to see all of that, which it was too long. So I watched the first hour because I was biking, right? I watched it consistently. And then it was like, this is two more freaking hours. So I had other crap to do. So I was like in and out of the room that it was playing in.
I think what I think happened, honestly, is that they had planned on making a Drive to Survive style miniseries. And so then they had all of this footage and they couldn't bring themselves to not use, like they've been shooting all year. So then they wanted to use it. So
that's what I was just going to ask was like, is there or was there a possibility that it was going to be a multi-part series?
Yeah. I mean, they might still do that, but yeah, that was definitely.
Wait, now they already put it out there.
I know. I mean, they like, well, it's the same with like, what was the, you know, there's the Tour de France Netflix, Unchained, that came out like months after.
Yeah, I watched that. That was hot. I really liked that.
I think like they could still do something like that where we really like follow Jan through his retirement year. Or
I don't think they even talked about him ripping his uniform.
They actually like, if you get really like, I was getting like way too like editor on it. I was, yeah. You can't explain how long an Ironman is and then just use 70.3 colloquially as if everyone knows what that is. Who is your audience that doesn't know what an Ironman is but knows what a 70.3 is? That person doesn't exist. You can't say, like, Jan Frodeno is retiring without telling us why we give a shit about Jan Frodeno. This is like my...
Oh, I also like that they put he was, like, Ironman world champion, comma, Olympian. I was like, he is more than just an Olympian. He's an Olympic champion. That's a huge distinction.
It is, as you know, anyone who has been a gold medalist will let you know.
So what would you have done, Kelly, to tighten it up?
Well, I think you obviously got to. Yeah, I think it was just like, I get that it's hard, and I get they made a lot. I'm just saying, you know, there was a lot of like. I think the talking heads thing was a little. I think they probably like they did it again for the Netflix. Or for the miniseries, and then I think it was sort of odd.
Yeah.
I think it should have been separate. I really do.
Like, put the men's and the women's. That would have also been a way to do it, right?
Because then it would have been like less than an hour and a half
right.
each. And it would have been just more coherent. Because there was a lot of talk about how it was great that the women got their own race, their own day,
but then it's
why
all
that's
listed.
Important. And so I remember all that stuff. And then it was like, then it's just the men, which it's very much reminded me of like the Barbie movie where it was like.
It seems like they couldn't pick an audience. So you're saying that people who aren't into triathlon needed context, but people who are into triathlon didn't. It's like they couldn't pick an audience.
I think
they were trying
happen.
To speak to both, and it's you can't. You have to make a choice.
If it's because it was on Outside Plus, is that what it's called?
On Outside Watch.
Is
yeah.
that if it was Outside Watch? Outside Watch. Yeah. If it was on NBC, they know that there might be like randos tuning in. Yeah. Where
if you make it for NBC, you'd have to make something different.
Yes,
it
would be, and you like, got to show the rocks every time, every year.
All
they show
the rocks.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and the guy with the Same. Voice. Yeah,
yes,
doing the
steam coming from the road.
Yeah.
You got to do it. But
I don't.
That's the vision that's stuck in our brains, which is some of the reason why we love Iron Man is like those. Damn
right,
NBC.
It's what it did. Yes. And like NBC is good at what they do. And before that, ABC Wide World of Sports is good at what they do. Like there's a reason they're prime time. This is like somebody was telling me, so New York Times doesn't have a sports department anymore. They use The Athletic, right? And for as much as there are people who write it for The Athletic that are really, really good, on the whole, there's a reason they write for The Athletic and not The New York Times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a reason it's on NBC and not YouTube. Right? Like they're all like as much as there are very, very good people in this modern new age of content creators. There's lots of there's people doing really good stuff, like very niche and very small.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, of course NBC is gonna make something.
I still remember from being a kid the was it the Wild World? I don't know what the skier who would come down crash out and
the thrill,
the agony of defeat,
victory, and the agony of defeat.
Every time, look, dude.
That's probably why we're all the sports. Yeah,
of course. That's back when there were like three networks, and everyone was watching that on a Saturday.
That's the other problem, obviously.
Yeah. So. Well, I do still want to watch it, although 3 hours is quite a commitment. I don't know. I don't know if I've done that since the Titanic. Since Leo and I had
it's, okay, to be fair, it's 2:48, I believe.
That's like how long the Taylor Swift concert movie is.
So it's only like 56 to 60 miles of riding. All right.
Because I don't ride a trainer. I don't ride a trainer. And so I don't even like a lot of these kinds of things that people watch on the trainer. Like I just want to, the same reason I don't really like listen to stuff because I don't ride a trainer. I don't. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know when people do this.
It's going to have to be a rainy or snowy day watch when I have to get a 2 or 3 hour ride in.
Yeah. All right. So what are our predictions for 2024? I know last time we did wildest predictions, love triangles and I don't even remember what everybody's was.
Drug busts.
And what are our actual predictions for 2024? I will tell you one thing I'm most excited about, which isn't so much a prediction, is the Olympics. It's just like, I mean, I always love the Olympics. The Olympics are awesome. But Tokyo, for much awesome as it was sort of like, I don't know, there were no crowds. It was
I'm getting
like
excited about the U.S. Olympic marathon trials. It's only in a month.
That's true.
And did they ever settle the time debate? It's like 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. in Florida. So they cut the difference, essentially.
Yeah.
They like it sounded like a compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we can compromise. No, all the Olympic trials are super exciting, right? Because they're always like more drama, even.
I honestly, I think Beth Potter is going to win the gold.
I think that is the most likely. I think if Georgia TB and Flora come back, it will be a different race.
It'll be a dog fight. Yeah.
It'll definitely be a different race.
But I think she feels like she had something to prove. She feels like she was snubbed from the last Olympics. And I think she's going straight animal into the whole thing.
Also her kind of course. It's the other thing. It's like, it's her and Cassandra's kind of course. And so like, I think, and she can outrun Cassandra. So I think it's sort of like,
yeah.
But Cassandra's French.
I know. Cassandra will be like kicked off the national team if she doesn't win.
No pressure.
Yeah.
You don't think Taylor stands a chance?
Yeah.
I think she'll medal, but I think when it comes down to it, something like, especially the way she felt like she was snubbed the last Olympics, it comes down to they're all equal as far as talent. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It comes down to who wants it more and who's gonna put their face to the grindstone and go get it. And I honestly think she's the one.
I think it'll depend on how it plays out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To like they will, like, again, like if Georgia and Flora are back and Taylor is able, like they will try and make a breakaway because that is what they need to do. And if they can get a breakaway on the turn,
yeah.
then they have a shot, right? Like that's what, like, and if Beth can hang on to that, you know what I mean? Like that's where it's like, it'll
yeah,
really depend.
They can leave her on the bike and make her run for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. Very excited about that. But I also think like the track's going to be crazy awesome. And like Simone Biles is insane. That's my,
Yeah. Track is going to be, that's always my favorite is watching the track. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. It, and I can't think of any distance that's going to be boring. I can't think of it all the way up to the marathon. Even the steeplechase, there's some crazy strong
steeplechase is always fun, yeah.
Yeah. 10K get kind of boring to watch on the track?
Well, sometimes they like sit and
they
kick.
Sit in, yeah.
Sit and kick.
Yeah, and you're like,
yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one where you can get up and go to the restroom for 3 minutes and you're not going to miss a lot. Unless somebody trips and falls or something.
Right.
But it really doesn't, the 10K and the 5K, it just always comes down to that.
Wait, what's the time difference?
For Paris, from it's like 8 hours. 7 or 8 or 9 or something.
Wait,
like that.
From the East Coast. Is it
oh
like
no,
six?
From me.
It's
yeah,
6 hours.
Okay.
For you, it's 9. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge factor for Tokyo too, is just not knowing when anything was and
yeah.
A lot of the sports I wanted to watch were in the middle of the night, and it was just such there was no buzz around it.
Good and bad, because I feel like when it's in the same time zone, then it's like I just don't sleep for weeks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you're like, you don't get anything done because you're just glued to the TV.
This also makes sense. So I have a couple tickets, and I, like all the things are pretty late. They all start at like 9 p.m. or something, and I was like, oh, the French.
Oh.
But now I think it makes sense because they're probably doing it so that then it's like 3 p.m.
For broadcasting.
Yeah, for broadcasting in the U.S. And then they'll hit the evening. Interesting.
So you're saying I could watch it at work?
Yes.
Yes. During the work day.
Even you said you got swimming and.
We got swimming tickets and track. And
wow.
I don't have triathlon, but triathlon you can just stand up there. And I'm going to try and like wheedle my way in somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with your credentials.
Yeah.
No, they don't like the Olympics doesn't give credentials.
They're fake credentials.
That's not a real thing. All right. What else are you guys looking forward to this year, though, besides the Olympics?
A new Iron Man CEO.
That'll be interesting to see who that'll be. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really just a curious observer to see what changes that person is going to make. Or if not, if any whatsoever. So I'm curious to see, because I do think that this next leader, triathlon is in a bit of a make it or break it phase at this point, because all the local races are mm-hmm. gone. And so this grassroots effort by USAT to try to like get people to do more grassroots races where has to feed into Ironman. And I know there for a while, at least everyone that I was training with the last, you know, for 10, 15 years, everything was so Ironman heavy. Like they stopped doing local races because they were chasing the MDOT. And so I feel like Ironman and USAT, they just have to work very congruently. I feel like just to build this grassroots movement again.
I'm nervous that it's just going to be like a VC dude, bro, that comes in and cuts costs and tries to get money flowing again, because they definitely have some cash problems out of COVID.
Are they not selling enough merch?
No, it's just like out of the pandemic, right? Like everyone has like tons of liabilities. They're still like holding on the books.
Yeah.
Just love to see more multi-sport events. I mean, they're so, even I keep talking about the Clash event. It was great. I mean, people were parked in their RVs. It was 3 days of racing. I would have loved to see the swim separate from the actual, because they kind of mixed the swim, the open water swim in with one of the triathlon events. But I really think the multi-sport events are what's going to capture new athletes who are maybe afraid to swim or don't want to run right now. And then you have an opportunity for your kids to, my coach did a relay with her family, and her son did the run, she did the bike, and then one of her close friends did the swim. So I just think if the idea is to not just to build your brand, but to actually build the sport of triathlon, multi-sport events are, they're family friendly, and it's an opportunity to introduce people to the environment. That's just my thought. I always enjoy them. Opportunity to race a couple times in a weekend. I can take my kids and they can hang out and just watch. I think it's the way to go.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with, like, if they all, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, like, if those size races, like, come back now, because they're, I mean, not struggling is not the right word, right? But, like, they had a hard time. They had a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just didn't have the volume that Ironman had and the cash flow. So, but, you know, I enjoy them. Maybe that's just, like I said, that's just my opinion.
You know what I want to see? I want to see, like, the equivalent of park run, where it's, like, you know, free, but, like, small-ass triathlons, just like in your
small place. Triathlons, like, yeah. Mini triathlons, but
like
free.
$5. Yeah.
I love that. Or is there some way we can create a new sport that somehow incorporates pickleball into it? Because that seems to be that is the new sport.
Obviously. Oh, I'm tired of hearing about pickleball.
I was like, what is this? They didn't want to play the badminton or tennis, so they just started doing this.
I started hearing
like
about this
of the tennis world
from my elderly prosthetic patients, and I was like, oh, this is like a new sport for like rich old dudes.
I don't know that they're rich.
A little fancier, because it started out
that they mostly play at the parks. I'm not totally sure.
From when I started hearing about it a couple of years ago, it was more like older dudes that were like a little wealthier.
Sure.
Were like, oh yeah, my club started, you know, country club. My club started having pickleball courts, and I'm going to go play pickleball. I'm like,
get named pickleball.
That's so funny, because around here, I feel like I think of it as the like, young, not young, but you know what I mean, upstarty, not like the clubs are all like, we won't allow pickleball on our courts, these are tennis courts. And at the parks, it's all like, we're gonna bring our own pickleball court. Yeah.
Oh yeah. God, the mm-hmm. tennis courts around here, the public tennis courts around here, it was like, these were Christmas gifts, you could tell. I mean, these like families were bringing out their pickleball nets and playing
thing.
You know, with their $20 pickleball paddles or whatever. I mean, that's the thing, it's like low barrier to entry, fun for all ages, all abilities.
So it's like a smaller court footprint, right? Which is why it was like geared towards the old people,
yeah,
because they can't go as far. But I'm pretty sure it started out for old people.
It definitely started for old people, but then it's like easier. But now I'm like laughing that it like in Delaware, it's elite.
It's
in
like
Delaware pickleball.
Old, it's an old rich sport.
I can give Delaware. You $5 to entry.
Yeah.
When I grew up, we played handball. All you needed was a brick wall. That's it. And a rough hand or a good glove.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
When I grew up, we played our own version of Calvin ball type thing that somehow involved like chalk and metal bowls from my parents' yard. And you like tried to hit people. And yeah, we made up our own like massive block long. There were lots of rules. So we also made up a version for when it was like snowing that you could play inside. Then that got banned.
I see broken furniture.
Oh, yeah. We called it dark tag inside. You turn off all the lights. That you had to.
No, I am excited to see how Nice plays out since, you know, since all of you will be there. And just to see with if it holds true to the rumors that women aren't going or they're not taking their slots or that it's going to be too tough of a course for women. So I'm anxiously awaiting to prove that theory wrong.
Yeah, I want to see the finisher stats for the women crush the stats for the men.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be like, because I'm like going to hopefully do it, but I am also planning on working. So I don't think it's going to go well. And it's going to totally be what I have to tell myself when I'm out there. Like, I have to finish because Jocelyn says we have to have a high finisher rate.
Yes. Who you have to finish. Do it for the woman.
Exactly.
People discount the fact that, I mean, just like there are men who are riders, they love to cycle. There are women who like to cycle too. I mean, the cycling club that I belong to, there's plenty of us can drop some of the men on the on some of the routes. We ride the gaps. There's lots of hills around in South Georgia. Yeah, I think the women who decide to go and the women who qualify, they're going to show out. They're going to show up and show out.
We got to come up with a good slogan for that. Not whatever Jocelyn's was about croissants. We're going to go with a good slogan about taking your, it's your turn and taking your show up, show out is pretty good.
I do that. Like that. Yeah. Although Kelly, I'm not going to lie. I just got nervous when you said you're going to be working and racing because I was with you in Kona.
Yeah, it
and
goes
you slept
badly.
A collective, maybe you slept 4 hours in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. I've done it. I did it at Daytona one time. I worked in, yeah, it goes badly, just in case you remember. Don't do it. It's not good.
So Jocelyn, I know, you know, we're getting older and aging and you've been using Aminocos Heal as part of your like post-workout recovery, right?
Yeah, it seems like after I became a mom and then turned 40, my recovering abilities really tanked. So as you remember, I then tore my meniscus, had to get surgery in my knee, and now I've had this lingering ligament injury in my foot. So I've been adding a scoop of the chocolate flavored heel to like either a glass of chocolate milk or a recovery smoothie. And I love that it helps accelerate muscle repair and reduce inflammation so I can keep training and racing hard in my 40s.
Yeah. And so you use the Aminoco Heal chocolate. How do you like it? How's it taste?
It tastes pretty good. I mix it up with a bunch of stuff. So it's like, tastes like a chocolate shake.
And all Aminoco products are 100% science backed. It's, you know, Feisty's go-to essential amino acids. And you can get 30% off with the code WRITING, as in if we were writing, at aminoco.com/writing. You'll also get a free gift for new purchasers. That's aminoco, aminoco.com/writing, and use the code WRITING at checkout for 30% off and a free gift.
Iron Women is excited to announce a new partnership with Bicycle, the largest global marketplace for pre-owned bikes. With more than 20,000 pre-owned and refurbished road, gravel, mountain, and triathlon bikes available, Bicycle connects buyers and sellers on a global scale and makes the process of buying and selling bikes safe, easy, and convenient for riders. We all know there are plenty of marketplaces and classified sites out there, but what sets Bicycle apart is their guaranteed buyer protection, secure payments, simple shipping, and first-class customer service. Additionally, when you sell a bike, Bicycle provides a bike box directly to your door and coordinates pickup at a time that works best for your schedule. That kind of service has me swayed, and I'm cleaning up one of my old race bikes to sell on Bicycle right now. For a limited time, you can save up to $100 on your purchase at Bicycle by entering the code FEISTYTRY, all caps and one word, at checkout. That's code FEISTYTRY at Bicycle.com. BUYCYCLE.com.
All right. Here's my question. In the theme, to finish out, a random question for the day, since Sarah's not here, and she has one. On the theme of the, because I was watching the Iron Man documentary, and obviously they have very dramatic music, what would be your like go-to walkout song. Do you have a go-to like karaoke walkout song? Like, I will tell you my go-to karaoke song that I'm amazing at, and if you are so lucky, I will perform it in Nice, is Lose Yourself by Eminem.
So the walkout song, it's like the pro wrestling entrance music, right?
Right.
So mine is Feel This Moment, Christina Aguilera featuring Pitbull.
Okay. I like it.
Oh, man.
You like really think? I just assumed that Carrie was going to pick Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a hard choice.
I was biting my tongue so that I didn't say that. No, Eminem is super up there for me. I also, Pink, Raise Your Glass, for some reason, is a big one good, for me. I still love that song. Even when I'm on the trainer and I'm about to go through a deep a big interval, I have to put that song on to get through it. Shake Your Love just doesn't cut it when you're really trying to dig deep. Maybe Electric Youth, I'm not sure, but yeah.
All right, Khadija, you've had all this time to think.
Yeah, I guess I'm a transplant ATLian, so all things Outkast. Kryptonite, I like the way she moves. Those are my, those are the things I think about.
Nice.
I think we should make a Nice playlist. Maybe this is what we'll do. We'll make a Nice playlist for next year. And everybody can send us their walkout songs. We'll put them all together.
I actually keep a playlist on my YouTube channel. I keep a top 40 out there. It's a mixture of all the stuff I like to listen to.
My brain is so weird. I stopped talking because I had so many thoughts there. And then I was like, well, we got to wrap this up.
It's good. It's a mixture of Caribbean music, hip hop, a lot of Cuban music, some African music.
We are 100% making a playlist for everybody for Nice. It's going to be fantastic. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we're going to go to karaoke.
Then we're going to go to karaoke in Nice, which I don't even know if that's a thing, but it's going to happen after the race.
We'll make it a thing.
Can you hear the French talking about us now? The feisties will never come back.
We'll back up. So if you have a lockout song, you should send it to us. Send us a voicemail. Carrie is going to drop how to send a voicemail in the show notes, or send us an email. Send us your walkout song so we can put together our playlist Spotify for Nice. And Sarah will be back next week, and then we'll also be having guests all year. So tell us what guests you want to hear. Join our ride. And if you're going to be in Charlotte, as a reminder, on Saturday at 1 p.m., we will be on the Lunch Expo stage doing a live podcast. We hope you all had a good start to your 2024. None of you people can tell me to stop. My town, my crown. We know what it takes to be reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We know what it takes to be reaching the top.